Good evening and good morning, hookers.
You got it, T.
Okay, okay. Good evening. Good morning, hookers.
I love when gay people talk, man. I just love their whole lingo and everything, man. What's up with everybody? This is the rundown, and we here to run down on these new shows and episodes and everything. What's going on, ladies?
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Hendrix Monet, and we are back for another episode.
What episode is this?
Is this like three?
I think it might be three or four.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. We in between that. That's all
right. Yeah. We're a little behind, too.
We got a lot of shit going on, so we can't keep up with everything.
Yeah, you know, like
a lot of podcasts.
Other projects.
Other podcasts.
Right.
Yeah, this is your girl, Adriana Sequel, host of Strong Friend Check-In and your favorite mental health and wellness blogger.
Yes. Go check out that.
We gotta run down these shows, though, now.
Yeah. It's the rundown. Pose. So we're doing what? Episodes three and four.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up.
So we're going to start with episode three. Before we get into the emotional episode four.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's go ahead and go to episode three, where it kind of comes in with, what's my girl name? Angel, sitting up in there with the VHS, the RCA camcorder pointed at her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 1997 was the date on there. Yeah. And they were asking her, you know, why she wanted to be the face of Ford Models. And Angel, you know, gave them that realness, like, bitch, because, you know, all my life I've been told I wasn't supposed to be nothing, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm here. And I feel like, you know, I should be here. And you ain't got to beat me, my face, too much because I'm already cute.
She is.
She showed on me no damn makeup.
Do y'all think that they know that she's a man? Well,
I'm going to say I don't think they know she's trans. Okay, this can go either two ways for me. This is how I'm going to answer that question. They either know and don't care because they're looking for something new and fresh.
Right.
Or they don't know. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to come out later and it's going to be something.
I don't think they know. I don't think they know because at the time that this show is supposed to be recorded for, with it being the 90s, I don't think they would have been as accepting if they would have known that this trans woman came in and just basically blew all of their models out of the water like that. I don't think she would have gotten opportunities, or the Ford lady would have been as nice, I would say.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, they got this whole, like this little storyline I see they trying to build about, like, the Madonna and Vogue and, like, all these straight people is now kind of, like, finding out about what gay people do in the ballroom scene and stuff like that. So, I don't know. Maybe they feel like she's a trend right now. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, maybe they do know and they just don't mind. But I'm definitely waiting to see the answer to that because we could be wrong. They might not know, and then it's gonna be some shit, unfortunately.
Yeah. So Angel, that was a big barrier to cross, you know, being able to even get any type of recognition or any type of acceptance, you know, during that period of time and becoming a model and everything like that. So I thought that was big. And it just shows you how, you know, it's like we know, you know, trans people are trans, but it's like they have the struggles that they go through are so real. Like they want to just fit in, you know, and be accepted for who they are. But that's a real struggle, you know, mentally. And it may not even be a struggle on the person that they're wanting to be received by, but just mentally, it takes a big toll on, you know, how they are. And, you know, I could see why depression may be something that's, I guess, common.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But, I was very happy for that moment that actually happened for Angel. And hopefully they continue on with that and she, you know, as the season goes by, they see her progress in some type of way. I hope it doesn't come to the point where they find out she's a man or it's revealed and, you know, crush her little dreams. Because,
yeah, I really don't know
what she gonna go back to them peers.
Because she already
got 1 foot in and 1 foot out. That's right. Yeah. With Blanca with the nail salon. That's what happened with Blanca with the nail salon. Did we real behind, because I don't think I remember us talking about the like nail salon situation.
That happened episode 3, I believe.
The nail salon situation?
I think that was two. I might have been lost with the TV, honey. Y'all done took a break in between these episodes.
Yeah, y'all did us dirty. Y'all know we need our fixes every week. And y'all gonna make us take a week off of what?
Right. I was trying to figure that out.
And then come back the way y'all did, but we'll get to that.
Right.
So also episode 3, you see what's her name? Angel. I keep saying what's her name. I got all these names in my head, y'all. Too many. But Angel, at first she got turned down for the job, and she kind of takes it out on Blanca, telling Blanca, you know, stop pushing all your dreams off on us, for us to get turned down because we're not going to be accepted in this world or whatever, blah blah blah. And I felt sorry for Blanca because she wants to make her mark on them and make sure that they make their mark on the world before she's gone and before they're gone. Like, she's kind of like, she knows she has AIDS. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I'm not going to be here for long, but I want to see y'all doing good.
Right.
And her little face was so...
Yeah.
It was. So I was like, you have to say that. Doesn't look like that.
But Blanca is so strong, and I just I just really love it and almost in a sense admire Blanca's strength and how she deals with things and deal with her children and everything like that, because I know that was tough on her, but it was also tough on Angel because Angel didn't really mean to snap on her, but she just felt like, why do you feel like I'm good enough,
right?
You know, and that was that scene definitely, it made me feel some kind of way.
Were any of y'all surprised that Angel and Poppy was going to end up kissing and going on dates? Because we knew Poppy loved her from the moment he looked at her. Mm-hmm. You could tell on the show. It was
He be looking at her with the heart eye emojis and shit.
Motherfucker.
He is so sweet. I love Poppy. He's a sweetheart.
Him and Janet Mock are supposedly dating in real life.
Really?
Janet Mock, Poppy and Janet. Yes. Hey, my mom told me. My mom was like, Crystal, you know he dating Janet Mock. I was like, no. I'm going to be up on the news, chat.
Okay, we got to bring mama on the rundown.
She know the show better than
I do. Go ahead then.
We
got
to bring mama on the rundown. But yeah, no, I didn't know that at all.
And I think he's a little young tender, ain't he?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So Janet got a little shomp and Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
But this episode, I'm kind of like trying to stay away from episode 4.
we gotta get through this one and then go. Because this one had a lot of shit too.
This was equally as heavy,
just in a different way.
It was.
The big thing on this show was with Elektra and the guy that she was doing the little mistress, the Dom and sub thing with, taking them drugs and dying and her she ran to Candy, first of all. For
Candy was a good bitch. Like, look, we can't know. That whole little thing was just crazy. How that happened, how it went down. I'm just like, oh my god, like he really took these drugs, overdosed, and just like was there. I don't know what I would have done, honestly.
Nah.
Because
probably the same damn thing if that was a white
man. Yeah, that's what that's what I'm saying.
And you trans woman?
And you trans on top. That makes it in the early 90s. So that made it extremely difficult to do right by that.
Right.
You know?
There's no way that she could have went to the police and been like, okay, this was
no way.
Because they would have taken that. She would have been thrown in jail and done so wrong. Like the other person that they went to
said
that she told a story of how she was in the car with the John and, and giving head, and then they got into an argument and he ends up beating her and the police don't even hear her story. She goes to jail and she gets done so wrong in jail because of that white man. They ain't even listen to her story.
Yep.
So I would have, honestly, I would have done the same thing. That's why when like Blanca was like, go to the police, I'm like, usually I love Blanca's advice, but in that situation, you had to do some shit that you ain't really want to do. But
and, you know, she always tries to be like optimistic and kind of do the right thing, but it ain't no right thing in that type of situation for them. It's nothing you really could have done except for what had happened.
Yeah. And they went to the lady that putting damn semen in people's ass. You know what's so funny though? Because I think about all this stuff on the news even now, people going to get these botched ass surgeries. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just so they can have booty and stuff. And honey looks horrible. I'm sorry, y'all.
She looks horrible.
No, she looks a mess. Yeah. She looks like a botched episode of, what's that, that old TV show? I can't, Nip Tuck. Yeah. She looks like an episode of Nip Tuck. Yeah, like, terrible.
I actually liked her character. Hopefully they bring her back at some point or something. I liked her character, but yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy, and the method that they went. Now, the only thing I did not like, this dead man is not finna be in my closet.
Listen, I was like, what?
Look, your ass ain't finna be in my closet. We finna get you, we finna pull this trunk out and put you in the trunk and go throw you in the river somewhere.
Okay, I knew he was down there by the piers where Angel used to be at. I just knew he was somewhere at the bottom of the lake, whatever. You mean to tell me, bruh, is just in the closet?
In the closet.
Then he lets you talking about, you know, sometimes I go in there and I pray for him because, you know, he is a human soul, you know, with a family. I'm just like,
he did that to himself.
And not just that, I'm not finna keep revisiting somebody who did in my closet.
Y'all know,
I don't understand why they, saying that they were putting the stuff on him, they were saying lie, but I thought they were saying acid. So I was like, well, damn, they finna really get rid of this man, but they don't put him in the guy. Look, sis. Y'all could have threw him out there in the water somewhere. He would folded up real nice in that suitcase. Right. Why nobody really missing him? They had that little ass article on that newspaper, but after that, it was the. Yeah. He'd been fine. Yeah. Get him out of my closet.
Or at least I hope if they was keeping him in the closet, that they was going to let him decompose for a little bit, because that's what that stuff was for. Right. Yeah, and then take him out and do whatever. Right. Yeah, that's wild right there. That's some wild shit.
They got him sitting in the closet just chilling and lecturing and sleeping and shit. Houses.
Hell no.
And you know what it made me think about? Like, the fact that they had went to that lady who be doing the botched surgeries, because she, like, does that pretty often. It's just like, damn, how many people y'all just killing?
She did it. Well, they said she put the semen in somebody and the girl died and she hid the body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she got experience. She talking about her family back in Colombia, all the stuff. That's how she learned. Yeah. So it was crazy.
I wonder if it has something like that. I'm pretty sure it has at some point, but I wonder if something like that has actually happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, that's
probably crazy. Probably, especially if it was a dead white man. If I was like, hey man,
I ain't racist, but goddamn it, you white, so shit.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna even hear my story.
Okay, they ain't finna hear nothing I got.
Right, because my black ass is going to jail. Okay.
Okay, so I got to do what I got to do.
I ain't kill you, but I just got rid of your body, so I can sleep at night, but goddamn it.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
sorry.
Right. It's either you or me, you know. Right. So, hey.
And you dead and I'm alive. Right. So,
okay.
So
you already gone.
Exactly.
Gone in glory.
Exactly.
I ain't trying to go. Not yet.
Nah.
Yeah, so that was crazy. That was kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of wild. So, yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
So the next episode we're gonna talk about was the last one. And I just want y'all to know, Ryan Murphy, first of all, I love you and I love American Horror Story too, but you ain't have to do us like this.
Didn't
you ain't have to do it like from the beginning. Like, I kind of felt like something was about to happen just from the beginning.
Yeah,
like how it was focused on Candy, like when she came in the ballroom,
right? Yeah.
And
yeah,
then it went to the meeting and she's up there saying she wanted lip sync and how her and Pray Tell was going. I was like, something about to happen. And Sure enough, we lost Candy.
She went to that big ball in the sky. Yes. That big ballroom in the sky.
R.I.P. with Candy. What was her?
Ferocity.
Candy Ferocity. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Candy.
Candy
Ferocity.
Endurance Ferocity. House of Endurance with Electra at first.
Oh yeah.
Then Ferocity. Mm-hmm. She made her own house.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Miss Candy. First of all, I didn't see what Pray Tell. I see Pray Tell used to always pick on her, but I thought she was so pretty to me. Like when the show first started,
definitely.
And I didn't know what it was about. I thought that was a woman.
Yeah.
She kind of looked like the mama from Fresh Prince a little bit.
Angelica Ross is a very beautiful trans.
You know she
woman.
Do a little bit. Now that you bring that up,
she does.
Do.
She does.
I thought it was a woman. Then I thought, oh, this is what it's about. These are not women. Okay. Yeah. And I saw Angel. You wouldn't have been able to tell me Angel wasn't a woman. Stop it.
Candy got these cheekbones that be sitting up to the high heavens, honey.
Yeah,
and I just be like, just come through.
Yes.
Come through face.
Yes.
But, you know, I just think, not to jump too far ahead, but like, I really like the little sit down that the two of them had, and you find out why he was always picking on her and judging her and stuff like that. I thought that was a really nice moment. I like how the whole rest of the episode played out.
Yes, I love those moments.
I think from if y'all want to just go to the funeral, we can, but the funeral, just like every moment with her popping up and everybody having their little moments with her. First of all, to me, I say all the time, please give people their flowers while they are living.
Yes.
Because at that moment, now y'all are, oh my God, I care so much. You could have told her this
when
she
was
alive. Why y'all gotta wait till she passed to feel this type of way, you know? But Pray Tell, I can give it to him for keeping it 100. He got up there like, look, I'm not even going
to
pretend like we was the best of friends, you know, and we had our issues. We go back and forth, but that was still my sister.
You know what's crazy, too? That little foreshadowing they had earlier when everybody was at the funeral of somebody who had died of AIDS and they all knew.
Yeah.
And Candy and Lulu was sitting there talking about, now when I pass on, y'all be coming here and talking about how much you love me
and all that
shit.
Yeah.
And then Pray Tell was like, y'all some rude assholes. And
right.
It's like, but I feel her though. I get what she's saying. Like, please don't come at me. Now that I'm dead, I can't hear you. Like, coming. Oh, I just love her so much. Oh my God, my sister. Shit, like you said, give me my flowers while I'm here. Why you ain't tell me that?
Yeah.
While I'm still living, I can hear you.
I think I cried from the opening credits to the end of the Dagon episode.
Oh, like, Lord have mercy.
I watched it at work.
Ooh,
I was at work and I was not working, so if my job listens to this podcast, oh well, whatever. I was bored and I know the job like the back of my hand, so I was watching Pose and I was sitting at my desk crying and people walking over like, what the?
Oh,
just walk away. I'm having a moment.
Listen, that was me. Like, I was so, like, I wish I had a warning to not watch it while I was at work. Like, because I was over there, I was hoping nobody called me and was like, because I was over there like just wiping my tears on my shirt, just trying to hurry up and wipe them away because it was so emotional. I don't think I've ever cried like at a show in that long. Like I cried, I think the whole episode. Like it was just so touching in many ways. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just how she died and
that too. Yeah, that was actually
the reflections really and everything. That was beautiful, especially the reflections between her mom and her dad. Man, that told me up.
And I think this particular episode was like super important because you now see the news of all of these transgender people that are being killed because they're transgender and they're dating these persons that can't deal with the fact that they're, you know what I'm saying, or they don't want to be outed that they're dating a transgender. So for them to put this episode out right now
in the climate of everything that's going on, that's very important.
Y'all know I love to come with the facts.
Come on with them facts. Come on, facts.
All right, and this is from GLAAD, GLAAD, GLAAD.org. It is an LGBTQ+ organization, advocacy for LGBTQ+ community, and I tweeted this as I was watching the show, but the average life expectancy for a trans woman of color is 35 years old.
Wow, that is so sad.
35 years old.
That is extremely sad.
So at this point, I am 27. I only would just have a few more years to go, probably. Mm-mm. Most likely. I think it's extremely sad because you don't even get to experience life. I just think about a trans person, like we were saying earlier, kind of what you would go through as, you know, being a trans person. And the crazy thing about it is, and I was saying this to somebody on Twitter, but LGBTQ plus community also does not do a good job of looking out for their trans brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they actually, mm-hmm. some of them actually do discriminate against them as much as straight people do.
They do.
So it's just like, if you the T of LGBT, it's just like, where does my support come from?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, who am I going to look to back me up if shit goes left? And then with Candy, how she even wound up being killed is because Lulu was saying that she had to get extra money to mm-hmm. run the house. You know, these houses provide, got other people living yeah. in them and stuff. So, you know, you have to provide for everybody. And she was turning tricks at this seedy motel. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's a way of life for a lot of trans people, specifically yeah. trans women and trans women of color, because that's the only way you're going to make consistent good money. But it's also the most dangerous.
Right. And it's so sad that they're so discriminated against just mm-hmm. because of, you know, I mean, just let people do them, right? Do them. They're not worried about you. So why does it get to the point where you're so insecure about yourself and so just, I don't understand that. How you mess with a trans woman and then turn around and kill them?
I'm saying, whatever. Right.
I don't get that. You fulfill your fantasy, and then is it the embarrassment of someone else finding out that you just... I don't get it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? What's the logic or what's the reasoning behind dealing with one and then you want to kill them?
I don't get it.
I don't get that.
I understand. And then another part about it that I was like... Like, I liked the moment, but it was just like, oh, I just don't understand this. At the funeral, the moment between Candy and her parents, mm-hmm. and when they first introduced the parents, they just had, like, showed up to the funeral, and Blanca went to greet them, and I can't remember what she said, but she had said something to the mom, and she referred to her as Candy. Mm-hmm. And she and the mom was like, Candy, what kind of name is that? And she was just still referring to Candy as a
him.
He
yeah, as a
and
mm-hmm.
him.
Yeah.
And that is something you do not do with trans people, just in case y'all don't know.
Right.
You don't call
do
them by their old name. You don't call them a he if she's now a she and vice versa. And it was just like, damn, even in death, you
the
still...
The disrespect.
Yeah, you're right. Just still disrespect. And that's your child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and especially to kind of play devil's advocate a little bit on her end, like, especially being older, you know, they came up in an era where that
true.
Wasn't...
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing, you
yeah.
know. Of course, they were gay. It's always been gay people,
mm-hmm.
but the whole trans thing wasn't around. So, like, playing with what her mom was saying, I didn't have this. I didn't know, mm-hmm. you know, about this. I don't know how to react to that type of thing. So it's kind of, I see it both ways.
Yeah.
To where she was kind of ignorant as how to respond
mm-hmm.
to her daughter or her son being trans,
yeah.
you know, so mm-hmm. I definitely can understand that now in today's time, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
But back then, you know, it was kind of like, well, they didn't know. I mean,
yeah.
you know, first of all, they didn't know how to take in gay people, period. And
mm-hmm.
then the trans
mm-hmm.
part in itself, that's a whole nother, you
yeah.
know, ballpark of, you know, emotions and things to deal with.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, this show is, that's why this show is so important,
mm-hmm.
For people to just kind of come out of that ignorance and just learn about the whole culture and how to approach it and how to deal with it and deal with the people who, you know, live these lives. So I definitely, it's one hell of a show. I will say that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I did love though about her dad when she was talking to
yes.
her dad
mm-hmm.
is when she was like, he bought her the Barbie doll house.
Yeah.
That
she wanted
made me
daddy.
Cry
yeah.
So
that,
hard.
Yeah. He was
yep.
like, 'cause I saw you. I
mm-hmm.
saw who you were, and my baby wanted that Barbie doll house. I was gonna get him.
Yeah.
Get her.
Yep.
That,
that
house.
Took me down.
That
like,
was
I was
beautiful.
Like, oh
that
my God. That's
that
what you tell that one parent. To be like, okay, I get it.
Yep.
I see you. I hate that they
and
had
the fact
seen
that
each
that was
other.
Her daddy.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
And not the
yeah.
mom.
It
was
right.
because the
yeah.
mom.
That shit made, like, although I was crying, I was just so touched, you
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying, inside
mm-hmm.
about how this black man, you know, and you know, it's a lot more difficult for us to take in this kind of stuff, but how he embraced who she was becoming or he was becoming at that time. It was just that moment that took me, like Adriana said, that took me down. That took me down. It was such a beautiful moment.
That's the importance on just loving your kids. Just love your child. Like, no matter if they fit what you think they're supposed to do or what you want them to do, that's your child.
So I pulled up Twitter because I saw some great tweets after this episode that I wanted to throw out there. One of them, I feel like you just stole my whole little word. But it's okay, you know, you got all the likes, I ain't get them, it's okay. Well, one of them said, some people believe that the plot was rushed and there was much more of Candy's character to be developed, but the reality is black trans women's lives are just like Candy's, underdeveloped. We unfortunately don't come to know much of them until tragedy strikes, which is what you just spoke of, Adriana. Now this person, oh god, you're gonna make this a dark skin, light skin thing. So are we going to introduce some new characters because now there is only one dark-skinned lead character now?
I mean, but they have a point because it's already with black people, period, it's a whole this stigma between light-skinned, dark-skinned people. And then, you know, of course, darker people, darker tone, skin tone people have it a little harder than lighter-skinned people. Yeah. So...
Cause I ain't gonna lie, I did think about that. I was like, she like the only real like dark skinned person like that. And I was just like, but going back to the tweet that you read before that, this is kind of true to the story.
Yeah,
right.
This is very true to the story. And I think it was Janet Mock had tweeted about like, yeah, we know like this is really hard, it's really difficult, but this is the story that we had to tell, and it had to be Candy.
Yeah,
like, it had to be her.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
but why? Why? I wonder why it had to be Candy. Why it couldn't be like somebody else, like Electra or something like.
But you know what though, Candy is gonna be on American Horror Story.
That's what it was. They had to write her off. So she is still booked and busy. So.
Right. I believe she would have still been on the show now if hadn't, you know, she didn't have this other role coming up. But
and then, even whether it been Candy or not, like, I'm sure that this was still going to happen to somebody.
Yeah.
Because it was still going to be, I know, like, this was going to be a story that they tell.
It was important.
But it was probably just convenient because it's like, all right, well, she done booked this other role, so we just going to go ahead and do this now and move it out the way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, somebody, like, it could have been Blanca Prate. Well,
I was gonna probably cry regardless.
But they was gonna do this anyways.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not ready. If Pray go, I'm just not gonna stop watching the show, goddammit. I'm not gonna be able to take it.
I said the same thing to my coworker. I said when Pray dies, which I do think he's gonna die.
Yeah, I do think
eventually.
That
too. Yeah. And not now. I think it'll be a couple of seasons down the line.
I'm gonna fall out that day.
I'm gonna be toe up. That's you understand? It. I'm gonna be toe up.
I'm calling out of work. I'm calling the ballroom after that. Nobody gonna be able to do that.
I'm calling out of work.
Now, the next one, Candy's daddy using her proper pronouns broke me. Love your kids, man. Parent acceptance is so fucking important.
Which absolutely. Is, yeah.
And they speaking. They heard us. They tweeted this a few days ago, but they heard us. Yeah, just now, right. Just heard this guy here said, Ghost Candy needs to just pop up throughout the rest of the series whenever someone is about to do some dumb shit and read them from the depths of hell. And I'm that so for that.
I think that'd be good.
I'm
that would
so
be hilarious.
For that. And, you know, Candy's tweeting herself. Angelica Ross is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she tweets a lot and be reading people. She says she fully expects a new tradition to start up where you and all of your bottom friends get together for a brunch and bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas. You know, I'm so through with people on the internet. Y'all funny, man. Y'all are real funny.
And to speak to us saying, you know, give them their flowers while they're here. This last person tweeted, there's just so many layers to the recent Pose FX episode. Candy's reprise being never knew love like this before is one of them. Give people their flowers while they can still smell them. Right. Mm-hmm. When they played that song.
Oh, I was through.
When they pushed her through them doors.
Uh-huh.
I was already crying. But when they opened them doors into the ballroom, I was
Baby, like, when they held up them cars, God. Everybody had a 10, that was...
Yeah.
I just laid out.
They've been wanting her tens. She been wanting her tens. She been getting her trophies. But that moment just meant so much. And she looked so pretty in her red.
She sure did.
And she wanted to, all she wanted to do was lip sync, pray tell. I think she would have did good. And she did good just then on that dang on that ballroom floor.
She did good.
I don't know why he was just like, he was just so against that lip sync thing.
But see, that's
like
some
big
old
thing.
Heads. That's some old heads. You know, old heads don't be looking into the future in innovative ways. Because
that's
to,
really what he said.
Right.
I like that scene a lot, by the way. Them
too.
In the diner.
Yes,
and
I
like
that.
Seeing like all the different MCs. Like, it's not just him, and they all get together and decide what they're going to do with the balls. I hope they like put some more scenes like that in there, because I thought that was like real cute and fun.
Because honestly, the whole lip syncing thing has, I guess, if it originated back then at that time, it's still very much so alive and well.
Oh, yes.
In ballroom culture, it's real prevalent now. You know, they doing
RuPaul,
everybody.
You got to lip sync for your life if you want to stay on that show.
But I love to see them perform. Like, I love that, because they get into character so much, and it's just, I don't know. I love that whole thing. That's why when Angel brought it up, I was just like, yes. So hopefully these next episodes going forward, they incorporate that in the ballroom scene, because I stand for that.
Now we I don't think the last few episodes, but we have to talk about this soundtrack. Like, they have the best soundtrack ever.
They do.
They came out when they first started, when they had Damon dancing to Whitney Houston. Dance with somebody.
Yep.
Now, this particular episode, did they open with Bobby Brown, My Prerogative? No, that was the last episode. They opened with My Prerogative. They don't have Janet Jackson, Black Cat. And I just found out that they actually have a playlist on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Praise
God.
Yes, so y'all can actually go to Spotify and listen to these playlists from these different episodes, because, look, honey, I need them. I need them.
I'm going to cue that right on up at the workplace tomorrow.
Yes, and in the words of Candy, what did she say? I am a star. I know who I am. I am somebody.
Yeah.
I said, come on, confidence.
Okay.
I would have loved to see her flourish in that lips. Like, because to me, she didn't, in the ballroom scene, she, like, just the whole voguing or whatever, her walks and stuff. She didn't thrive at it.
Me dead.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
She struggled.
Do it.
She did.
And pray, let her know, too.
Pray cues to kill her.
No, here she go.
I'm not going to lie.
Girl, where did you learn them dance moves at, girl?
Yeah, Pray.
Like, why are you so hard? But we see now, Pray, because she's everything that you wanted to be. Big and bold and proud and loud, and you couldn't be that. And you got to, you know, when you're out and about, kind of keep it low-key.
And I thought that was, like, so interesting, too, because when you think about Pray Tell, like, you don't, that's all you think about, loud and proud and bold. But then you have to think about, just like we as Black people, because I'm gonna try and break this down to what y'all can understand, because y'all act like y'all understand the LGBT community. So like, we as Black people, like, we can be ourselves around each other, but then sometimes when we go out into the world, we have to kind of like dim our shine a little bit, because other people will think we're too much,
right?
And so Pray Tell is Pray Tell in the ballroom, around Blanc, around his friends, but just like outside, he's just probably trying to survive as a Black man, a Black gay man in New York City, you know. And then I guess with Candy, you know, making the full leap to, you know, transition and be a woman and really just stand in who she is, that can be like triggering for some people.
Absolutely.
Like, damn, like, she's gonna be completely herself, she don't give a fuck. She doesn't care. But meanwhile, I feel like I have to, you know, do X, Y, and Z to either be accepted or to just be left alone. And so I kind of get that, and I thought that was like a really interesting perspective. And I liked a lot of I saw some people tweeting when they were having that conversation. They were like, yeah, this is like kind of a thing between gay men and trans women. Like, this is a conversation that a lot of people were glad to see have on television. I was just like, that's just so interesting, like
having
just
that confidence to transition into an actual woman and stuff like that. I bet that is a battle with all in itself, and then, you know, to see someone actually take that leap and do it, it's, I'm sure there's a lot of envy there, you know, for some people. So yeah, I get that.
Right.
This and I'm glad they highlighted that. Mm-hmm.
This particular person called trans brothers and sisters their heroes in the LGBTQIA plus community. Mm-hmm. Because they are being bold and proud and, you know, living and being who the hell that they are and not worried about. And, you know, until he said that's why he envied Candy or why he treated, I never paid attention to that that's what he did. Yeah, like, if you see him outside, he was real relaxed.
He was.
But then like, if you see him in the ballroom around him, he was real pray tell and good evening and good morning, hookers.
Yeah.
He was not. I was like, damn, now that I think about all of these other episodes, he was. He was two totally different people, depending on where he was.
He was.
Like, damn, that's deep. That's deep. And he was. And, but Candy said, I forgive you, bitch. I forgive you, bitch.
And I love the fact that her attitude was still the same, even, you know, in those reflections, you know. That was, I thought that was a dope way to keep her, you know. So, yeah, those reflections, man, were
those were really good.
You know what I love, though? How they walked in there, she had on that grandmama wig and that terrible makeup. They were like, we got to your person. Okay. I'm not going to let her look like this because she didn't look like this.
Yes, I tweeted. I was like, listen, if they got me fucked up when I'm ready to go under, somebody save me, please. Please, y'all, save me. Do the best you can for me. I don't care what you got.
Don't have me looking crazy, please. Y'all know I don't wear my hair all crazy looking. Like, please hook me up. Put my locks a certain kind of way.
Because they did have them looking real grandma-ish. They did.
And you know what? It was really hard for me to finally, like, get to crying this episode because I swear I did not believe she was really dead. Like, everything just kind of like, I think you was reading a tweet where somebody said that it felt rushed. And I'm not going to say it felt rushed, but everything just happened. Like, she's in the ballroom. She's at the diner with Pray Tell, Aston Lip Sync. And then all of a sudden, she's dead. Like, I couldn't really, like, all right, is y'all fucking with me? Like, I'm not really sure where this is going. And then it's like, we cut to the scene of her looking crazy in the casket. I'm just like, wow, like, she really is dead. And that's when everything started setting in. But I was just like, yeah, y'all gotta get y'all sis together. But I also thought, I don't know if y'all caught this, but every time somebody in their community dies, they are always at that one funeral home, because I think that's one of the only ones that, that will, like, bury or take care of LGBTQ people.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah, that's so true. That's so true.
Yeah.
Did y'all die laughing when I can't even think of her name, Candy's friend
Lulu
started pulling the stuff off of her?
Hey, yo, what was going on?
I was like, oh my god, I did not expect that.
I did,
and none of it was her stuff. And she Canada just didn't want her to be.
Girl, you know that wasn't yours.
I'm like, oh my god, did she really just? I was floored. I didn't know what was finna happen.
You're like, that shit was nice. It don't need to be buried with you.
I was so dead. I was like, when she had got up there, she was just like looking at Kenny. I was like, Lord, the baby gonna be done jumped in the casket. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, she just started pulling stuff.
And took the gloves, took everything. I was like, bitch, all this nice stuff and to go on the ground for what?
I like the little moment they had too. That was cute.
Yeah, the moment that they had was definitely special.
Yeah.
Gonna miss Candy on the show, but I will be watching her on American Horror Story.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, who do y'all, I think, you know what I really want them to? I want them to give me more of a background on Elektra.
Yes.
That would be cool.
I think we've seen Blanca's story. We've seen Damon's story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me more of a background on Elektra. Like, how did Elektra get to where Elektra is today? Like, give me some more.
Okay, so I guess for her, like, what do you want to see? Because I'm asking because they gave us, like, a slight background. You remember last season when she was dealing with that rich white man, and we found out that's where she was getting all her money from, but he didn't want her to, like, make her full transition. So I kind of felt like we did it, or what you want to see, like, something from her childhood.
Like, her parents, like, how did she become the queen of the damn ballroom, basically?
Okay.
Like, they just basically started it with her just being that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
How did she become that bitch?
Right. Okay.
You know, see, we know Blanca was out here looking like Molly the Maid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Maid.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how she got to where she is. But it's like, I want more on Elektra.
Okay.
I really do.
I'm with it. I love Elektra. She's a mess, but I love her.
I'm going to have to show y'all this picture because it's like she's they're getting ready to record or something, and she done pushed Blanca's chair over it and tweeted a picture of it saying, bitch, you're not on my level.
I'm so through.
Like,
I am so
like
through
they
her.
Even got shit going on behind the scenes.
Okay.
Here it is. But it's like, she don't knock Blanca Taylor's head over and tweeted, she's like, you are not on my level.
But you know what? I believe Elektra is like that in real life. Maybe not as bitchy, but I believe just her whole attitude, like, I'm sophisticated, mm-hmm. bitch, you can't touch me, I'm gonna wear my fur, I'm mm-hmm. wearing all the designer, boom, boom. I think that's probably who she is.
Because I love it.
You know, and she's super confident.
Mm-hmm. She is.
I love it.
I love her. And baby, when they did that, what was it? The out of space? The
oh yeah, she
came up there in that what was it? The silver outfit.
Yeah, that was the bomb. She really killed.
Okay, one thing I love is these damn categories. The categories is like. How do y'all come up with this stuff? Where do y'all get the materials, the time? Because I want to do it. I think we should do a ballroom.
Child, I ain't fit for it. I'm going to tell you right now. I ain't made for it. Y'all going to be looking at me just like Candy. I ain't made for it.
I would be extra just like Elektra. I'm telling
just
you.
Just like Judge.
I'm going to be just like Elektra. Like, bitch, chop my head off. I'm coming with all the theatrics, okay?
Just let me be in the audience. I just want to witness because y'all gonna be looking so crazy. I am not ready. You know who I want to see more from, but it's coming up in the next episode. I want more from Damon and Ricky because they just broke up and that was it.
And you see that
Ricky go to Elektra's house?
Yes. Yeah. I had to think about it, but I'm just like, yeah, I think he did. Because I think, like, you know, in the previews for next week, I see him sitting mm-hmm. at a dinner table with her. So, yeah, I think he's in her house now. But it's just like, that needs to be developed a little bit because, yeah, they just, like, broke up and then that was it. So it's just like, okay, well, what y'all gonna do now?
And they were showing, like, little scenes of him, like, kind of eyeing him when they was in the ballroom, like, looking at Damon, like, from across the room and just kind of like, so I think within the next coming episodes they're gonna kind of dive into what's going on, what's that little underlying stuff they got going on between them. So.
Yeah,
I wonder who's the new artist that's going to be that they're going to be trying to.
Oh
audition
yeah,
for.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Oh, yeah,
is it Whitney Houston?
I don't know.
Ooh, I wonder if it's Madonna though.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be.
Because it was like, Madonna. It's a real big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do y'all feel about that, though? Like, Madonna, you know, you had the underground scene of the gay people, and they're doing the pose mm-hmm. and the Vogue and stuff, and then you got Madonna coming out with this song, and she just all of a sudden making all this money off of what they already were doing. Like, how do y'all
feel what white women been doing from the beginning of time?
And and there it is.
Hey, I don't know what else to say. That's what white folks been doing from A1, day one. So.
Facts.
Ain't really nothing else I can say.
Facts.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I was like, damn, you know, with me hearing that song, and I love Madonna. So with me hearing that song as a kid, I'm not thinking nothing
of it. Right, of course not.
You
know, because I don't know nothing about, you know, where that comes from. Yeah.
But now that I know, I'm like, damn, you just took over the whole scene, Madonna. Mm-hmm. Just took that shit. But, you know, that's a whole other episode of Shit Talk No Fragrance about shit being stolen.
Uh-huh.
From Elvis. But we, we can go all day on that. But damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'd like to see Madonna on the show one day.
She ain't gonna get on that show.
Just a small appearance or something.
Yeah,
on her booty pads, her little terrible booty she got going on now.
Girl, Madonna,
she done went to the cement lady.
Girl, Madonna look a hot ass mess.
Damn, show do.
She better sit her old ass down and just pipe the fuck down.
I'm saying though, but you know what? On that same thing, because on the one hand, you got people like me that's like, bitch, like, go somewhere and sit down. But then you have people like Blanca that's like, well, this could be really exciting. And then she could bring awareness to our community. So it's just like, I can see both sides with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can definitely see both sides because I guess maybe to Blanca, if Madonna, this huge artist, because it's like the late 80s, early 90s, so like Madonna is in her prime. And so you got her bringing light to what they go out and do every night or every weekend or whatever. Like, I guess maybe she feels like if people see what we're doing or if people think it's cool Madonna does it, then maybe they'll start to accept us because we're the ones who really originated this. But at the same time, it's just like, I want to see them get the credit they deserve.
I kind of wonder if she had any gay or trans people in the video. Now I'm actually about to pull it up.
I believe to this day she does some type of
She may have
voguing in New York type of thing. I want to say I don't know.
I mean, well, I don't know if these people are gay. I'm just looking, but they voguing the hell out of this shit, you know. But I nah, she ain't using no gay term. That's a girl. These girls. I don't know. But it would have been great though if she did.
Mm-hmm. I hope she did. I can't tell by looking at them. Tell by looking at them. But I sincerely hope that she did. Cause if she didn't, then she really on my shit list for real. Y'all already on my shit list for that Prince tribute, but that's another day.
Oh my god, on your shit list. Do you see the tattoo? Like on your shit list, babe. Okay,
yeah,
That's another show. That ain't the rundown.
Nope. That was some complete bullshit. No,
man, don't even. I know Prince rolled the hell over. You know he was shady any damn way. So I.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Anywho, so more polls. Y'all got anything else y'all want to say about the show, the last two episodes? And you know, Candy, Angelica Ross, we love you. I'm gonna tweet this shit to you so you can check it out.
That's right.
You know, I ain't scared of Twitter. I will send a tweet to a celebrity real quick and be like, "Hey, listen to this because I'm talking about you." Hit play, please, Angelica, with your cute self.
We do. We love you so much.
What's happening next episode?
That's when Damon and Ricky are finna be competing against each other be in somebody's music video. We don't know who.
And it looks like, I don't know if Elektra is planning to do something to win that ball thing. But Block is like, if something happens to Damon, I'll kill you. So I don't know what Elektra got up her damn sleeve. You know, she's serious about that ballroom,
yes,
honey.
She is.
So hopefully nothing happens to Damon, because I don't want to jump in the TV, Elektra.
Okay.
Have me all in the damn TV. Mad, all in the damn show. Just extra.
Yeah,
in 2019 clothing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man. Cause Elektra is kind of ruthless.
Yeah, but you know what? I like the fact that they have their little beefs or little whatever that they go through, but they always find a way to come back together.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. And I do like that because you know when they had after Candy's funeral, how they all had a little. Dinner or whatever, they were all sitting together. I really did like that, you know, because they be having their little beefs, but they always find their way back.
Especially Elektra and Blanca. Like, they have a bond. When Elektra going through something, Blanca's the first one there.
Yeah.
So, and I think together at first. It took her hitting rock bottom to see, okay, look.
I really like going back to the episode before the last one when old boy was in Elektra's closet. I like that when it came to that and Elektra was kind of like, okay, this is my decision. This is what we finna do. She was like, Blanca, like, I can't involve you in this. Yeah, like, the type of person you are, like, right. I need you to go away from this. Mm-hmm. Like, like, she really did. Like, she's still her mother. Because that was Blanca's original
and
mother.
And that's what she called her mother. And I was just like, I really like that. Yeah. I like that. Cause she still acknowledged her as mother. So yeah, that was good that she kept her away from that. Like you don't need to be a part of this because your heart ain't even set
right.
Up for
yeah,
this type of shit.
Yes.
So before we end this, if y'all want to drop y'all's social media, some of us. I know y'all don't be like,
you know, I just want to let the people know where I be tweeting at. That's all. But you can reach me, Adriana Sequel, at my website, authenticallyasb.com for my blog. Follow me on Instagram. I'm up to 3 Instagram pages. Like, I have my personal one, like, just me before all of this shit. I don't even use it no more. But okay, my 2 that I have now is authenticallyasb for my blog and kind of like my other personal account, and then also my Instagram account for my podcast, Strong Friend Check-In. You can find that on SoundCloud, and you can find me on Instagram at Strong Friend Check-In, all one word, spelled just how it sounds. So yeah, check those things out, and yeah, that's it for me.
Yes, and you can find me, T Mogul, on Twitter, at Flygirl, FlyYGirl 904. That's where I am. That's where I'm most prevalent. That's where you'll see me the most active on social media altogether. So you can follow me there. I do follow back. So hit the follow button.
And you can find me, Hendrix Monet, on Instagram and Twitter. Hendrix Monet, put that shit together. No underscore, no dash, no periods, no commas, no pound signs, none of that. Hendrix Monet. You can also follow my my other podcast page, Shit Talk No Fragrance. Shit, I can't even think of the damn it right now. Just follow me and then you'll see the link on, on my profile. But this is The Rundown. Follow this show. Tweet this shit, like this shit, yes. Share this shit, hashtag The Rundown Pod. The Rundown. Okay? Podcast. Let us know what you think. Send this to the polls, people. Send it to Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, send it to him, shit.
Send it to Billy Porter. Send it to our girl Electra, Angelica Ross. Send it to Angel. Send it to them all. Poppy. Hey, Poppy.
Hey, Poppy.
Hey, Poppy.
Hello. So cute. Before we go, though, because we ain't talking about it, let's just briefly say, Poppy, that moment that he shared, and we're going back to episode 3 with Angel when they were at the table. That was beautiful.
It was.
I'm sorry. I would love to hear a man tell
Listen,
me that.
Girl, I would be all in love. Like, okay.
Like,
you're who I want. Damn my dreams. No, I'm just playing. I'm not going to damn my dreams.
That was beautiful, though. That was. That was very
because I really wanted to see how he was gonna react. I was like, are you gonna be cool about this? Are you gonna be a man?
Right. Are you gonna be a man?
Are you gonna be a man?
And he was a man. He said, "You was don't you ever apologize to me for following doing what you gotta do and following
that
you.
Baby, so, listen,
okay.
Poppy, you got a brother.
Come on.
Poppy. We need three brothers, Poppy. Do you have three? One, two, and three.
Straight brothers.
Yes, that's important. Straight brothers. That is very important.
For me, that is.
All three of us.
Right, okay. Yeah, but that was beautiful. And if more men see things that way and don't make it like that you just the prize and fuck you if you don't want to deal with me, that was a turn on for me. And it I ain't even gay. I'm not none of that. But that was definitely that was a turn on. If I was a gay man or a trans woman, whatever, he could have got the draws instantly.
Hello. All of it. Come
just saying. Come on. All of the draws.
All of it.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. It was. So, yeah.
He is really growing on me to see. I want to see them develop him a little bit more too.
Yes. Oh man, when I thought he was kicked out of the house for good, I was so hurt.
Yeah.
Because it was like he really wanted to be there in that house and was really trying to make changes. Man, Blanca, you almost had me in tears.
Yes.
So I was like, what's about to happen to Poppy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he came on back, baby. Oh,
I
hey,
am
Poppy.
Too.
Yeah.
Such we love you.
Yeah. So that was special. I just had to say that.
Yes. So. We out of here, y'all.
Yep.